I'm proud that we chose to stay positive and to run a campaign of ideas in an era of personal attacks, negative ads, and cynical spin. We ran a campaign that was uplifting.
After coming in a distant third in Florida yesterday, Rudy Giuliani is expected to step down and head to California to endorse John McCain. After staking his entire campaign on a Florida victory, the former mayor got just 15% of the vote, far behind John McCain and Mitt Romney. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has been with the Giuliani campaign in Florida, and she joins us now from Orlando. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So you were at the Portofino Bay Hotel in Orlando last night where Giuliani gave his concession speech. What was it like?
Well, I have seen Giuliani campaign nights where there were so many people on the stage, it looked like the stage would break, where it looked like the fire marshal would clear the hall. And last night was the exact opposite. He was up on stage with his wife, Judith, the Florida Attorney General, Bill McCollum, the actor, John Voight, and maybe a dozen Florida supporters. In the audience were a few dozen more. They were grim. They sat looking at the stage, arms folded. This was a really stunning fall. He really slid down the black diamond ski slope in this election.
The Republican Party, the party of Lincoln and the party of Reagan and the party of Bush, we are the party of freedom. We are the party of the people. And we're a big party.
So, Andrea, what happened to America's mayor? I mean, a lot of New Yorkers disagreed with the two-term mayor, but there's no denying that Giuliani patented the idea that the city is actually manageable.
Yes, and you could actually sort of hear in that clip that he was still pleading the case, that there was a lot of room in the Republican Party for big ideas. But his advisors were clearly stunned last night. I mean, there were some that were almost speechless. They just couldn't believe it had come to this. And he had a number of former deputy mayors with him in Florida. Some attributed it to the historical moment not being his, that he didn't quite hit the time right when the candidate with his qualities would capture the attention of the electorate. Some said that his early primary losses were too much to withstand. The Florida Attorney General was telling me that even late polls were showing that people said they liked Giuliani the best, but they weren't going to vote for him because they didn't think that he was a winner. And there were some people around Giuliani who said that he never really understood that his competition was not Mitt Romney, that his competition was John McCain. And as McCain gained strength throughout this process, Giuliani lost strength.
Now, do you think any of Giuliani's campaign ideas might carry forward?
Well, his talk about the terrorist war on us, as he likes to put it, I think is the sort of most original thing he injected into his campaign. The rest of his speech last night and his stump speech has been a sort of rambling cobbling together of Republican ideas of lower taxes and smaller government. But I think that we will see John McCain, if he indeed goes on to win the Super Tuesday states next week, talk more about national security and to take on that mantle. And the other thing about Giuliani, as we were just talking about, is that he was a Republican who was for smaller government, but who also talked about the idea that government can work, that it can make something happen. And I think that idea will live on with the Republican Party. And I think McCain also believes statement that Giuliani made last night.
We must be a 50-state Republican Party. We must compete in all 50 states.
And I think John McCain believes that, too. John McCain believes that he needs to compete everywhere. I think that one of the things about McCain is that he won in Florida despite his position on immigration, despite his having criticized President Bush, which some Republicans didn't like, despite his being seen as a maverick pro-campaign finance reform guy. And, you know, John McCain proved himself really tough in this campaign. He would not die. I mean, you saw in him the man who stood up to the Viet Cong. And in the end, he did what I think a lot of Giuliani, people expected to Giuliani to do, which was just to tough it out. And it turned out that McCain was the better campaigner.
All right. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you.